WestNewsHour.com.
No, we're not from West Newbury. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
This tea party is fun, huh? Don't worry. He'll be here soon. I promise. He's just a little busy, that's all. I mean, you wouldn't stand us up now, would you, Roman? We're back here waiting on you. Find me.
And Roman.
And welcome to the Raw Tea Party, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Did you bring all the foods for the tea party, Lindsay?
I brought the cucumber sandwiches, and I brought the petit fours, and, you know, some strawberries, and yeah, we're good. And oh yeah, tea.
Tea. Because Bray Wyatt... We'll mute that. He was on fire tonight, was Bray Wyatt?
I don't know if he was on fire, but the creepiness of Bray Wyatt continues, and I like it. I like it a lot.
It was really, really awesome.
I mean, so just to set the scene for those of you that maybe didn't see it, Bray Wyatt comes up on the screen in the middle of Roman Reigns' match, and he's having a tea party. Yes, Bray Wyatt, Eater of Worlds, New Face of Fear, is having a tea party in this eerily dark room.
By the way, before I'm going to cut you off for 1 second. Just listen.
Drawn in by that sick old Bray Wyatt.
See, I told you he would come.
And who did he tell?
A little old rocking chair.
A little empty rocking chair for baby Abigail. I mean, it was super eerie and super creepy, but that's not where it ended, was it?
No, it wasn't, and we'll get to that here in a minute, because we're letting the commercials run through. Welcome, everybody, to the Raw Post Show, officially presented, as always, by PWMania.com and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay Ward, I'm Sorokin. And yeah, it didn't stop there, but let's start with that. So it was Roman Reigns and Sheamus. They had a pretty decent match.
Yeah, it was there.
It was there. Roman did a dive onto the announce table, all cool and whatever. And then Bray Wyatt shows up on the screen, and tells Roman Reigns to find him. Find him. And then he does actually go and search for Mr. Wyatt backstage, and Lindsay finally figured out where Bray Wyatt's been hiding this entire time.
We got to find Bray Wyatt's hidey hole. It's about time.
We found the hidey hole. And in that hidey hole, well, what was actually there?
Well, there was the tea party.
There was the tea party.
And there was a little shrine, or I don't know if you would call it a shrine, but basically it was a bunch of random pictures of Roman that had been cut out, with the eyes and the mouth cut out, and, you know, it basically said, anyone but you, and liar, and, well, Bray's been busy.
Bray has been busy, and the entire, like, he was backstage, you saw Roman in the room, and then in the background, all you really heard was Bray Wyatt singing, I'm a Little Teapot, the entire time, which completely added to its creepiness.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this was, you want to talk about mind games? This was great. This was exactly what you needed, especially after everybody was up in arms about Roman's daughter being involved. This is a nice way to keep that theme.
Yeah, you kept the theme going. You sort of went, okay, we're taking it off the daughter a little bit, and we're shining focus onto his obsession with Roman Reigns. And is it I said obsession, and it's maybe a little bit of obsession, but it's also mainly he's trying to find the weakness of Roman Reigns.
Oh, I think he's got it. I think he's found Roman's weakness, and I think he's,
I just like how that's on repeat.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
I think he's found Roman's weakness, and I think he's made himself quite at home in Roman's head.
Yeah, I think he has.
So I'm very curious to see where this goes and see if Roman can find a way to strike back.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I'm with you on that one. All right, we're going to run down the matches because everything was just there tonight. There wasn't a standout, really over-the-top match. We're going to run down matches,
yeah.
Matches really quick. You had Kane taking on Dean Ambrose, and that's going to play a story here in a bit. Seth Rollins came out, distracted Dean Ambrose, allowing Kane to chokeslam him and pin him, so Kane beats Dean Ambrose. So 8 days later, after being close to winning the world title, Dean loses to Kane on Monday Night Raw. Interesting. You had the Primetime Players taking on the Ascension in an okay match. The Primetime Players won. Neville beat Kofi Kingston. Solid match.
Yeah, very solid match.
In filing King Barrett wins match, he beat Zack Ryder. Woo woo woo, you know it. And the Bella Twins beat Naomi and Tamina. And I asked a question on Twitter and no one had an answer. Who were the heels? Who were the faces? Anyone know?
I have no clue at this point. I don't even know anymore. It's, yeah. I got nothing.
And the Flyback beat Mark Henry.
Oh my god, that was awful.
Please, no more Mark Henry matches. Just going out there, throwing out there. And then Adam Rose and Dolph Ziggler were your main event. And Adam Rose talked about love and wanting to kiss his Rosa and has a masterpiece brewing. Okay.
Oh dear.
Ziggler beat Adam Rose. But the best part of this, Ziggler won with a super kick. Backstage, Rusev was mad. He threw a fit. He threw his crutches.
And he fell on his ass.
And then he fell on his ass after he watched Lana and Ziggler kiss as Ziggler pulled down the bun and made out with Lana on TV.
Rusev broke the sign.
Yeah. But the best part he did, he slipped and fell. It was awesome. It probably hurt, but it was awesome.
And then he sat there like a 5-year-old and pouted.
And then Summer Rae showed up and handed him one of his crutches. So a romance between Rusev and Summer Rae brewing?
Potentially.
We had a nice segment with John Cena and Kevin Owens. John Cena talked up the United States Championship. It's a symbol of excellence. He said he was damn proud to be U.S. champion. And said Kevin Owens took the opportunity he gave him to show mutual respect and put him out of commission. And then took out a musician. Owens is a great wrestler, but he thinks he's a garbage human being. He ran down Owens some more and went on and on about, you know, if I say no, then Kevin Owens is right, and yada, yada, yada. Made some good points, but it's like, we all know what you're going to do, John. you're going to fight because that's what you do. You never turn down a challenge. And he said he will, you know, he will fight, and this title is not protected by politics. Kevin Owens came out, and he doesn't care what John Cena says. He doesn't care what anyone thinks of him, because he's been called out of shape, dirtbag, slob, and all that fun stuff. And, well, he beat John Cena Elimination Chamber and left him laying at Money in the Bank. And Owens said Cena cares about what people think of him, whereas he cares about winning titles, and that he wants to win the U.S. title. And then he spoke French.
Finally!
Then John Cena tried to do it in some French of his own, some Mandarin, some English, and says he's going to kick Owens' ass at Battleground. Good segment.
Very good segment, though. If you're going to do a language off, Cesaro really needs to be involved.
Yeah, this is very, very true. But then the big story of the night was the return of Brock Lesnar. And he had a first come out and apologized, do a public apology. And that's the reason, if he doesn't give the public apology to Michael Cole and JBL, then he would not get his title shot and won't be allowed to return. And Booker T was shot, got nothing because, well, he's in Florida right now for Tough Enough. Lesnar walked over, shook JBL's hand, then walked over to Cole, gave him some looks, shook his hand, gave him an old-fashioned noogie.
And then patted him on the head.
It was awesome.
It was hilarious.
Heyman talked about how Lesnar would return to do the sleazy, slimy Seth Rollins. He said Rollins was the first NXT champion, and I don't wonder how that happened. Heyman said Rollins has been protected by authority since day one. Heyman said Rollins may think he's flying to Palo Ground, but he actually has a one-way ticket to Suplex City, bitch. He talked about J&J Security and how they beat Rollins and how Kane wants to eat Rollins and how the fans want to see someone defeat Rollins. He closed by referring to Lesnar as the former and future undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. Brock Lesnar. Good use.
Very good use, though I swear Lesnar's losing on a technicality.
Yeah.
I don't know what that technicality is going to be, but Lesnar's losing on a technicality. You can already see them setting it up.
So throughout the night, Seth Rollins was trying to make up with Kane. He was trying to make up with J&J Security. And Kane and J&J Security basically blew him off. And then he tried to talk up to the authority, and they sort of had his back. And, well, they told him he needs to man up and apologize. Be a man. And at the end of the authority then later at the end of the night told J&J Security, can't go out there and hear what he has to say and, you know, do it for the team, basically.
Yeah, take one for the team.
And then Kane, Jim Noble, Joe Merker, called about Seth Rollins, and he decided to be the bigger man. He admitted he was wrong. He apologized to each of them. And I said, I beat Brock Lesnar before, and I'll beat Brock Lesnar again at Battleground. He told the trio that this is about family. They're all about family. He said he looked up to them his entire life, and he patterned his in-ring style after them and called Kane one of the greatest of all time. He's like a fine wine. He gets better with age. Then Brock Lesnar showed up. And, well, J&J Security and Kane were like, see ya. So Lesnar and Rollins had a stare down. Kane then attacked Brock from behind. He threw them around. He threw him, threw Kane around, threw J&J Security around. He then brought Seth Rollins to Suplex City. He felt the pain. Fans were chanting one more time. Went up for the F5. Kane came in. Chokeslam Brock Lesnar. So they were going for another chokeslam, but Lesnar fought it off. He fought them off a little bit. And then, well, the authority took over. Another chokeslam to Brock Lesnar. They wrapped his leg around the ring post, smashed it a little bit with a chair. We had a flying knee at one point. And then we had...
Not a curb stomp, a flying knee.
Yeah, a flying knee. And then we had a pedigree to seal the deal.
Well, we tried to have a pedigree.
It was an okay pedigree. The best part of this was Joey Mercury trying to beat down Brock Lesnar.
Right?
He's so tiny. He really is so tiny. So, yeah, Monday Night Raw ends with the authority standing tall over Brock Lesnar.
Which will lead to Brock's return.
In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, after they get back from...
Japan, which is now the Beast in the East.
I like that they're promoting it.
I like that they're promoting it. Now has a name.
Right?
Beast in the East, 5:30 in the morning, July 4th. That'll be fun. That'll be fun to watch on the archive.
Yeah, that will be great to watch on the archive because I'm not getting up at 5:30 on a Saturday morning to watch wrestling.
No.
Not that dedicated, sorry,
no,
y'all.
No.
To those of you that will, Godspeed. I admire your strength.
WWE Network On Demand, perfect.
Yep.
But overall, solid edition of Monday Night Raw.
Solid edition. Dragged a little bit, but not too shabby. So curious to see where we go to SmackDown with Braun Roman.
Yeah. The third hour really, really dragged. Just throwing that out there. It really, really dragged. That being said, Thursday night, we have a very special edition of The Rack.
We do. It is our 3-year anniversary. God, that's scary. And, well, we want to celebrate with you guys. We want to interact with you guys because we're really antisocial. We don't take phone calls. We're doing Ask the Rack, where you can send us your questions, your comments, whatever you want to say. We will read them on the air. We will respond to them. And, well, you can tweet us to them at Wild Talk Radio, at WTRV_Rack. You can tweet them to me, at Linz Ward, and you can tweet them to at Wild Talk Radio.
Use the hashtag AskTheRack.
AskTheRack. And, well, we have what? We have about 30 questions so far?
30, 40. It's growing. The list is growing.
The list is growing. The cutoff for it is Thursday afternoon.
Well, no, we'll take it all the way up through the show. It doesn't matter.
All right, fine. We're taking them all the way up through the show.
Well, why give a cutoff? Why give a cutoff? You might get interested during SmackDown and send us more questions. You never know.
Yeah, and we might be talking a little bit SmackDown, but it all depends on how many questions we get and how long it takes and what news we may have to talk about, if any.
If any. We'll cover NXT as well. It's The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR, the_Rack, Facebook.com/WTRRack. Check out RackRadioShow.com, and you never know. Surprises. It's a 3-year show. Always, always has surprises. Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CDB Radio WTR, Facebook.com/CigarButtsAndBandanas. Sunday night, Tim Stein returns to host Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. At WTR Sunday night, Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. We'll be back next Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. She's at Linz Ward. MBHands.net/LinzWard. Thanks to PW Mania Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack, right back here next Monday for the Raw Post Show, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.